Compass FM. Most Friday mornings, we always have a chat with my mate Mark. I've been friends with Mark Teer for so many years. He used to ring up on a radio station years ago, Mark, and ask to hear Tool when I wasn't even allowed to play anything heavier than, I don't know, the Bee Gees. Oh, you scallywag, Mark. Good to hear from you, buddy. Let's have a look at sport this weekend. We'll get to, into the cricket in just a moment because I think that we need to talk about the Black Caps in depth. But there's some netball coming up. Tell us about the five fast netball.
Yeah, fast five netball. That's on Saturday. It's just like T20 cricket, but it's faster than the normal netball. They have lines on the netball court where you can shoot for 1 point, 2 points, or 3 points.
Yep.
And they have everything, you know. I've seen it last year on TV. It's quite a good game, you know, get into it. But, it's very good, actually.
Where's it going to be played, Mark?
The Wolfbrook Arena in Addington. So, yeah, I've seen that right. I've been practising all night, saying that Wolfbrook Arena in Addington.
Staying up all night watching the cricket and practising the Wolfbrook Arena. Nice, don't have a problem with that. Wee bit of tennis going on, Mark. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Tennis, Cashmere versus Edgeware, that's the top of the table clash. Elmwood versus Burnside, that's tonight actually, that game. That's a 6 p.m. kickoff. And Bushdale versus Warren Murray. That's the women's game. Top of the table clash in the women's game.
That's competitive tennis, yeah?
Yeah. And bit of water polo. 16 South Island Intermediate Water Polo Tournament. That's
yep.
in Dunedin.
Yep.
Breen's Intermediate. They are, and that's my school where I work at.
Yes.
They told me to put a plug in about this tournament. So, yeah, it's in Dunedin. Starts on Friday today.
Good.
Goes right through to Sunday. So,
brilliant. And hi to all the team at Breen's Intermediate. A couple of things. The Crusaders squad was released yesterday. There's a couple of spots. Is a couple of spots still available in the Crusaders squad? What do you think of the squad for next year, Mark?
I like it, actually. But one disappointing thing, I couldn't see my name in it, so, you know, Rob Penny could be ringing me up in the next few days.
We should get on to Rob Penny then. That's not very fair, Mark. I would be in the position left, right, out. That's where I'd be playing on the Crusaders, but that's another story entirely. Good luck for the Crusaders, going for an eight-peat. Is that how you say it?
Eight-peat
next year, anyway. All right, let's get into the cricket, because last night New Zealand actually had a good win over Sri Lanka. But we're not in the semi-finals yet. There is things to happen. Is that right?
Yeah, Pakistan's got to beat England by if England bats first, they can make 300 plus. They'll make the semi-final, but hopefully they don't do that. Hopefully it just rains all day. So I did a rain dance this morning for that game. So
really, mental picture that we don't need. When is the Pakistan game on?
That's tomorrow night. Actually.
It's on tomorrow night. Okay, yeah. So we relying on Pakistan to lose. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Calm down, Mark. Calm down. That's really, really good. So the Black Caps say we have been. I remember watching or thinking about cricket since 1975. That was the first 50-over World Cup. I think it might have even been 55 overs back then. And New Zealand has actually been in the finals or semi-finals many, many times. So we're pretty much par for course. Eh? Go England.
And one quick thing, racing this weekend at Riccarton on Wednesday, Saturday, and Addington Tuesday and Friday for Cup Week. So that's next week. So yeah, that's all the sport. Keep your eye on the ball. Have a safe weekend. And go England, go everyone, and go Brent in the water polo. Yep.
Nice, I love it. My mate Mark, he'll be back with us next week, possibly on Thursday next week. We'll see how we go with that.
Compass FM.